And as I went through that song, said, in despair, I would come upon a bush of wild berries, something to eat. Another time, he said, I was quoting that song, and I came upon a field of grass that was edible. Another day, he said, I remember quoting that song, and I came upon a stream of pure water to drink, and I was refreshed. There, my friend, we find protection, and someone in that hour who watches over us and gives us the spiritual vitamins we need. The second thing about the psalm is the presence. Not only the protection, but the presence. And the presence is the reality. The Lord is my, not that the Lord will be, not that the Lord someday may come and take his place beside me, not that the Lord has been with me in the past, not past or future, but it is right in the present. The key word is my shepherd. The shepherd. And we make three discoveries about the Lord is my shepherd. First is, I'm a sheep. When we recognize that we're like sheep, we get lost. We're like sheep, we need guidance. We're like sheep, we need somebody to provide for us and put us in green pastures. We're like sheep. We go wrong. We go astray. And then, I think, along this line, I not only need to realize I'm a sheep, but I need to realize I need a shepherd. I need somebody to shepherd my life through this old world. How are we going to get through our troubles? How are we going to get on top of the issues? How are we going to know what God wants us to do with our lives? I need a shepherd. And then I need not only to know that I'm a sheep and I need a shepherd, but I also need to know that I have an adequate shepherd in him. That he is adequate. He meets all the needs that I have. Every personal need that I have, he meets. There is nothing in my life that this shepherd will not meet the need of. Dr. Holmes, I have a clipping, or read a clipping. He had had three operations that morning in the hospital. He was now getting ready to operate on a 23-year-old woman who desperately needed the surgery. He was saying to himself, I would like to postpone this surgery, put it off, and wait. So tired, so exhausted. But they decided to go along, and when they were in the operating room, and as the person who was in charge of putting the young woman to sleep said, I want you now to take some deep breaths for me and to do certain things. And she said, just a minute. Do you mind if I repeat the 23rd Psalm before we go on with this? The doctor standing there, Dr. Holmes, said, no,
really, I'd like for you to do it. And so she quoted the psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." And she went through that psalm. And when she had finished, the good doctor, looking at all around, he said, "That's what we all need." And he went to his task, rejuvenated, inspired, and they accomplished the operation, the surgery. And furthermore, the good doctor said, after that experience, I always say the 23rd Psalm just as I go in to perform surgery. Protection, presence, and then there is power. The power of the shepherd to keep the troubles from touching us, from reaching our lives. Only God knows how you have gotten and reached this stage in your life without being killed. You have probably had many, many close, you know, narrow escapes. But here is the power of the shepherd to keep us and to preserve us. I don't know whether you've ever visited Thomas Edison's place down in Fort Myers, Florida. He has a lot of things down in that place. He's carried on a lot of experiments in that area. One of his buildings burned one day. He lost a lot of his material. But he came back after the fire and was kicking around in the rubble. As he kicked around, he found a bundle of personal paper that were there in the fire. They were charred, burned all around, yet not completely destroyed. He thumbed through the papers, and then he found a picture of himself, Kodak picture. Pulled it out, looked at it, and then he turned it over and he took his pencil out and wrote across that, "It did not touch me." I think that's what I'm trying to say to you about the Lord is my shepherd. We get on top of our troubles. They seem to baffle, to buffalo us, to control us. But really, trouble cannot touch us. If we are in His will, and He has taken charge of our lives, we may be discouraged. There is power to overcome all these troubles. I began my sermon by telling you that I had recently had reason to be really inspired with this psalm. My telephone rang late at night. It must have been 9 or 10 o'clock. When I reached DePaul Hospital. When I reached there, there was a lady whom I had known for many years. And the doctors had said, "No hope, no chance." So I walked in. Here is a lady who has been suffering from arthritis for 30 years or more in her life. And her last days, unable to negotiate anything with replacement of knees, replacement of hips, replacement of bones, and all of these that she has suffered through the years. She looked up into my face and she said, "I'm dying." Oh my, you think of something like that, so cold and so... What do you say? What do you do? I looked down in her face and I said, "Let me read you something from the book." And so I opened the book that I had in my pocket. And I began to read to her. As I looked into her eyes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." And I pause there. Someone hear you. "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And I had a fervent prayer for God's mercy, God's goodness, and for the shepherd to shepherd her life. When I had finished, she looked up with a tear and said, "It helped me so much." At 2 o'clock in the morning, everything stopped. I had another prayer, thanking God for the good shepherd being in that room. In the funeral service, the first words I read, I said, "I want to be the last words she heard on this earth that helped her so much." And it will help us to live upon our troubles on top of them, whether it's life or whether it's death. The secret is the Lord my shepherd. And that's in the present tense. That's today, that's now, that's this hour. That's not some hour that's going to come. That's not around the corner. That's not something that happened to me 20 years ago. That's now, that's today. When I'm a college student, when I'm a high school student, when I'm searching for a position or a place in life, "The Lord is my shepherd." And he helps us as he helps her in the last moments on this earth.
Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we thank thee tonight that we have someone waiting for us on the other side. And we also thank thee, our Father, that the good shepherd will come for his sheep someday. And we thank thee for this wonderful passage in thy book, which just quickens us not to give up, not to be discouraged, but to always know that we have someone protect us, someone who will be our presence, and someone who will assist us with power. In Jesus' name, grant it. Amen. 167, Christ receiveth sinful men. If we have someone who does not know this shepherd, I would beseech you to seek him out this night while we sing. If you do that, let us stand.
Oh, the good shepherd, we have the assurance that he is the door and he will open the way for us. So we are grateful for his knowledge and